One of our listeners texted us on Friday and said Joseph Lindsley had a great Chuck Norris story, and we found it. It was from, I think, 2022 during his reporting on Ukraine. You're not going to believe this story. It's pretty wild. We'll replay it here in a couple minutes. Here's that great Chuck Norris story our Ukraine reporter Joseph Lindsley told us here a few years ago. Listen to this. We have kidded reporter Joseph Lindsley about being the world's most interesting man because of his various exploits before this one in Ukraine. We alluded to you being at the home of Chuck Norris and not having anything to eat. First of all, what were you doing there? Explain what happened.
Well, and I could say one relevance of this story to Ukraine is that when we were delivering supplies to soldiers in the front lines in Donetsk, I wanted to give them a good story and a good laugh. And so I told this, I tried to tell it in Ukrainian. I told the story not long ago to soldiers to boost their spirits. But it was when I was working for Roger Ailes, the chairman and founder of Fox News. And I think the story highlights some of the absurdity of American political life, an absurdity that's such a contrast to the situation we're in now. George and Barbara Bush had invited Roger, who had helped get George H.W. Bush elected, to Texas. And Chuck Norris heard we were coming down there. So he invited, the chairman of Fox News and his wife and their kid and me, because I was his close advisor, to the Chuck Norris ranch. And I'm sure you've heard the Chuck Norris facts, right? All these made up things about how he's some kind of mythological, all powerful figure. Like, there's no street called Chuck Norris because you can't cross Chuck Norris and live. So it was kind of like going to visit some kind of Santa Claus, like this unreal character. And very important to note is, you know, Roger Ailes was a rather large guy, like Orson Welles. You know, when I was working on Sixth Avenue at Fox, we had an executive chef and we ate all day. We had like two breakfasts and there was a secret Danish closet. And I was starting to look like that, too. And so food was very important. So we arrived early morning at the Norris Ranch, which is a surreal experience. And, it's custom, especially in Texas and, say, also in Ukraine. You know, you arrive at someone's house, there's hospitality, there's food. There's nothing, just unsweetened iced tea for hours. And now it's about 1 o'clock. We haven't had, we're accustomed to having a lot of food. We've had nothing. And we go fishing. And I guess, you're supposed to catch your own food at Chuck Norris's house. No one caught anything. And then it was like sort of afternoon of delirium because we were so hungry. Roger was really out of sorts. He's not used to not being in control. And we went horseback riding, but only I and then Ailes' kid could actually get on the horses. And Chuck, Mr. Norris, says, I can tell this story now because I'm in a war zone. I don't know. I don't feel like Chuck Norris could come after me. But he said, whatever you do, do not say the name of the president of the United States to my horse. Okay, I said, okay, Mr. Norris, I never was going to. It was President Obama at the time. It was very strange. But Roger Ailes' kid says Obama to the horse, and the horse goes nuts and throws the kid off, and the kid's flying through the air. It was terrifying, but also hilarious in retrospect. And he survived. And meanwhile, we had no food, and this continued. Finally, it was about 8 o'clock that night, and Roger Ailes' wife said to Mrs. Norris, like, are we gonna have some food? I mean, we're stuck in this 2,000-acre ranch. Roger and I were joking, like, do we know how to kill a chicken? And finally, this little, like, barbecue shows up, carry out. And then all these people came into the kitchen, like ranch hands and nannies. And so we had to share this tiny meal. And so next thing I know, I'm sleeping two rooms down from Chuck. I can't sleep. I'm so hungry. So I wake up about 6 a.m. And this is just so bizarre. And I go downstairs, and Roger Ailes and his wife are downstairs. And Roger looks stricken, like he's been through some kind of war. And he said, sneak in the kitchen. We already did. And get some food. And he promised me they would keep watch. So now I'm sneaking around Chuck Norris's kitchen. Which is, I'm half laughing and half terrified. Because maybe the Chuck Norris facts are true. I'm starting to believe all this. Anyway, I find a pantry. I pour a bowl of cereal. I put the spoon in, and I hear someone coming down the steps. And I freeze. And I just imagine Chuck Norris's lethal feet kicking me into Mexico or into some other century. And it was his wife. And she sees me eating, and she just stares at me. And she walks into the living room, which is covered in guns. And I thought that was going to be the end. But anyway, I was able to eat the bowl of cereal, and we spent the next 6 hours talking about the person that Mr. Norris wanted to become the next president, because Roger, you know, had some power in that department. And then our driver picked us up, and Roger, in a, you know, still in a panic, called the captain of his plane and said, "We need 6 meatball sandwiches from Subway." And so, but as I was telling the story to the soldiers, and we're in a camp, you know, and you can hear the Russian bombardment at the edge. I had better hospitality, you know, in the Ukrainian soldiers' camp. Than I did in the house.
Chuck Norris. So being at Chuck Norris's house prepared you for covering the war in Ukraine. That's another chapter. You got to write the book, Joseph Lindsley. I love that story. I had forgotten about it. I'm glad one of our listeners reminded us that we had it back in March of 2022. Joseph Lindsley reporting from Ukraine and regaling us with that.